This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Nation. 214 says, I'll be flying into Denver for the preseason game, too. Anything to be excited about? Yeah, you know, I think you're rookies. You're waiting for these guys. A lot of it, the time's been spent installing stuff. Now they get a chance to really show what they can do in actual games. So particularly Tyler Smith, I need that guy to show up somewhere. And, you know, to a lesser extent, Sam Williams, Jalen Tolbert, and then Kelvin Joseph from last year. Like, he's had a couple of good practices over the last week or so, Brian. We really need him to build on that.
Absolutely do. I think I'm kind of excited about the second defense. I'm interested to see what Sam Williams and Jabril Cox, maybe Kelvin Joseph, you know, go out there and have some good reps. Create a couple turnovers if you can. Get off the field on third down. You know, give me a little hope that if I play you during the season that you're going to be somebody that I can rely on. Mm. I'm looking forward to that, though. But you could always talk about, too, you know, can the backup offensive line, you know, because you're not going to likely have a Tyron Smith playing and Zach Martin and those guys. Terrence Steele needs work out there. He could probably go out there and play. But you mentioned about Tyler Smith. You're going to get, I just wish that Will Greer didn't have the injury. And I'm not going to say the injury because I can't say the word what he's got. But
The groin.
Yeah, he's got that. And so
I heard Corey struggling with that word as well, Brian.
It's strange.
I think it's a Texas thing. I really do.
Strange thing.
Mike struggles with groin. He calls it a growing.
Yeah. Strange thing that
groin.
Growing.
Am I saying it wrong too? Growing?
I think you got it.
It's like coin. Groin. Everybody tells me it rhymes with coin.
Okay.
So I just, you know, I don't. Knew me. But anyway, there's
still the hint in how Lucius says it of making it two syllables.
Growing.
Yes, there's a little upswing there at the end.
Lucius, I'm with you, man.
Yeah. Texas, bro.
I tell you what I try to do. Yeah. It's one of those words where you try and say it real fast. Growing.
There you go.
So you like don't drag it.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Will Greer, there's a legitimate quarterback battle with him and Cooper Rush. Not going to give him the job. But I wish he was playing in this game to kind of see a little more.
I like it. And speaking of quarterbacks, we're going to get some DAC content here in 2 seconds. 817 says, tell the guy flying into Denver to go to No-No's Cafe. It's a Cajun restaurant that you can get really excited about. That sounds amazing.
How close is it to that thing that they call Invesco Field, whatever, at whatever, whatever?
Yeah, come on back, 817. Yeah, Brian wants to know, too.
Tell me, because we're going to be there in plenty of time to do what we need to do. If... You got a Cajun place. That's interesting, though. What, you know, Cajun place in Colorado. I would think I'd want to go eat some bison burgers or something like that. You know, why would a Cajun place be good in?
You'd probably want some Rocky Mountain oysters, I imagine.
I know what
if that's Cajun, I'm co-Cajun.
Yeah, I am not interested in that right now. That's something that people talk about. You know, oh, calf balls. I'm like, okay, sure.
Calf fries. As Jerry calls them.
Yeah, whatever.
I love the stories about them. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com.
You got me looking at these hats.
The Little League World Series game?
Yeah, they are looking like they've, like...
These boys need some... They have some nice uniforms. They got some old hats on. They're all sun-faded. Like they're, I don't know.
Bobby's worn his for the last 3 years in baseball.
Is that like that canvas denim type material they made a hat out of? I'm not quite sure, but I'd get those boys some new hats before they go to the real show.
Maybe getting the real show here will be all right. This is the Iowa kids, I believe, that we're
watching right now. Iowa and Missouri right now. Yeah. They've gone to the seventh inning. It looks like they're one out from advancing, so it's got to be pretty exciting to be one of the Iowa kids right now. Okay, we got better, said Dak. We took a step. That's the phrase that's made headlines since, you know, the end of yesterday's scrimmage. So he went on to say, you go on the road and play in someone else's environment, things can get chippy, but when you put that to the side and look at the X's and O's in execution, we took a step. And You know, I think we can agree with it as long as we acknowledge the work they do might not result in actual becoming a successful offense this year. I think you can talk about things that you're working on and stacking up a good day or whatever, but based on what we saw yesterday, you are several steps away, and I don't think the personnel is in the building to make you the efficient offense that we probably need to see here, Brian.
I hope you're wrong, but there's a side of me that I'm anxious because I don't know really, did this offensive coordinator grow from last year's experience? Did he get better? Did he find a way to, like, listen to things that I was struggling with, play calling? Am I going back to that? I mean, you know, I found it interesting, you know, yesterday we were talking with Isaiah Stanback. He was feeling like that Kellen, he was positive about Kellen, but he felt like that Kellen needs to hold some things back, that he showed too much, and that people early in the season got a beat on him. So
he doesn't have enough experience.
I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. And I think
he might be a genius, but even geniuses need years of experience to learn how to apply
it.
And
I think Mike McCarthy just allows him to do whatever he wants to do, whether I am anxious to see if in fact that we do see something different from the offense. I mean, 8 weeks last year, boy, one of the best in the league.
I thought the best thing.
The adjustments are the problem.
The Stanback said about Moore and Dak is that you want to get the play action game going. Yeah. You know, we need more creative runs, more successful runs that put Dak in an advantageous position, not trying to stand in the pocket against a defense that knows he's about to pass. More from Dak here. Mashoda posted some quotes. If you want more specifics on this idea of what were they working on, we're continuing to grow. I told y'all back in spring my excitement for CeeDee and what he's going to be able to do. Whether you say Kellen Moore is featuring him or him just being able to play every spot, the defense doesn't know where he's coming at them from. That makes it tough on them. You just saw our growth a little bit today. There are still plays left to be made. There was an option route right before the end. He fooled me a little. Great decision by him. I've got to be on the same page. That's another big play that's going to happen. We'll just continue to grow every day and take more steps. See, that's a specific that I think you could be encouraged by, and maybe it is Kellen Moore growing. We're not going to let the defense dictate where the football goes anymore. We're going to get it to our best players.
I would like to believe that it's down to like Dak and CeeDee just having that ability to, like, listen, regardless of what plays call, and I read something, you read something, I'm going to throw you the ball where I think you can catch it.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Maybe you become a good player, or you become good players despite your coaching. Maybe it's just about, it's about time on task. It's about working together. It's about having trust. They didn't have very much trust early in practice when they were in t-shirts and helmets. There was stuff in the red zone, and afterwards it was like Dak was like, listen, bro, I'm going to put the ball here. And you're like, really? You're going to put it here when it needs to be here? You could tell they were having discussions. But the last few days, the last few practices, they've clicked, and that's good. Because sometimes you just have to overcome whatever coaching you might be using right now.
All right, a lot of questions coming in for Brian. We are going to have a G-Bag training camp. Ask us anything at 3:40 if you want to come on back in an hour and 10 minutes. The guy says it's 20 minutes away from Mile High or Invesco,
okay,
whatever it is.
Yeah, they got a new name for that place, but we'll give it a look.
It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius.
Yeah, who run it? Lucius. Who run it?
Who run it?
Let's see, here we go. It's brought to you by CBD American Shaman Shop, TexasCBD.com, y'all. When we last left off, there was a man acting like he was Peter Griffin. It's a very good Peter Griffin impersonation. Did a prank call as well. Check it out. The laugh at the end is the cherry on top.
I'm prank calling you. I'm asking you about my wife, Lois.
Yeah, who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? This is Peter Griffin. What are you talking about here? Now, Zay, we're going to get down to the bottom of this right now. All right. Now, why were you f***ing my wife? Oh, you think this is funny? What?
Wow. The seal laugh.
Great.
Yeah.
Why, it's the champ.
Seal laugh.
That is the seal laugh.
Okay, that's cool. Let's see. We got a reporter to put it right there. I don't know who this reporter is. Shout out to Jesse Holly for sending this to me. I don't know who this reporter is, but he put it right there in Carson Wentz's lap. Check this out.
There's been kind of a narrative out there here in training camp that you've been a little inaccurate on your throws. Consistently inconsistent has been a kind of a terminology. How would you assess your performance in training camp, and is that characterization fair?
Yeah, I mean, for one, it's camp. You know, I think I didn't know that, so thank you.
Yep. But I know you told me you don't read that stuff.
At the same time, I'm my biggest critic. So I come back after practice, and I'm kicking myself over one, two, three, four, five plays, you know.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level.
He just keeps all flowing.
Amateur fastball questions.
Coming right at him, bro.
Wow, that was incredible. It really was. Salute to Jesse Holly. I hadn't seen that yet. I mean, when he said characterization instead of characterization, and Wentz didn't body slam him, that's when you know the guy doesn't have the balls to be an NFL quarterback. I mean, you got to chase that kid right off the practice field.
Hysterical.
You can't even talk. No. You're talking about my passing. You can't even speak the English language, which is your job, son. Get out of here.
I think this guy's name is Scott Abraham. He covers the news. So he's a 7 News in D.C.
Oh, wow. Scott Abraham.
Yeah, the folks at the Commanders are calling him pompous and unprofessional mess.
Yeah, that was an unprofessional mess. I mean, salute to him for having the balls to step in there.
Came right at him.
He went for it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And they're calling out. They're saying, listen, don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys at Scott 7 News.
Hold that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the environment that you can pull that off. Maybe after like 30 years on TV like Newey, you can zip
That's one fastball by Jerry Jones. Yeah. I was listening to Newey last night on the way home. He was on the Get Right.
Spitting hot fire.
He was spitting some hot fire last night. Guys, say Dale Hansen get away with that, right?
Yeah.
Dale Hansen, you know, he probably gets away.
You got to have some serious swagger, right?
Yeah.
And this guy was like.
Either that or he's got to have your gift where you're able to, like, rip somebody, but then make them feel good about ripping them is what you're doing.
Yeah, Dawson will hit you.
Oh, he will.
He'll hit you with a compliment, and there's somewhere in there you didn't. It's like 2 weeks later, you wake up in a cold sweat, like, that son of a.
No, someone reminds you, he's like, man, Dawson kind of went after you a little bit the other day. I'm like, did he? Oh, yeah, you know, when he said
you
gotta
go
like,
back and listen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't take it that way, but all right. Yeah.
He was smiling at me.
He was the whole time.
I'm smiling when I say it.
Okay, how about this one? Before I play this one, I'm going to let you know that my son had an AR-15 at 13.
What?
We're gun owners in our family. Yes, right. We are.
Yeah.
All right. Start moving around my house. You're going to hear, show your hands!
Yeah.
I want to see your hands! With that being said, Beto O'Rourke jumped on some heckler. Check this out.
You can buy two or more, if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Damn.
Wow.
He loves to cuss.
He does. That was brave campaigning right there. He loves cussing.
Well, somebody laughed at the wrong moment. We're talking about babies.
Yeah.
We're talking about babies.
Yeah.
You shouldn't laugh. Let's about this one. Head Panthers. Who's the head Panthers head coach? I mean, the Panthers head coach.
Is that Matt Rhule?
Matt Rhule, yeah.
Matt Rhule was on a hot mic. He doesn't like it.
Let's listen to Frankie Louvu pump up his mates. I'm the last guy in the world that likes being mic'd up. It's everything I can't stand. I have three.
And there's Frankie firing up his teammates.
Yeah, they cut his mic real quick.
Yeah.
He doesn't like being mic'd up. Let's cut his mic. Remind the audience that we forced him to do this. But hey, why not keep that there, though? Like, you want to keep it authentic, right?
Absolutely.
The coach doesn't like to be mic'd up. So now I'm hearing everything that comes out of the coach's mouth. Oh, this is the authentic him. Or maybe, you know, he's talking. He's out of control or whatever the case may be. Now I'm hanging on to what may come out of his mouth.
Yeah. No, I think you got a good point. The guy that doesn't want to be heard must be hiding
That's
something
it.
That the TV audience experience once.
Let's keep it on him.
I think these coaches need to shake themselves, and like the network needs to be, and the commissioner needs to be like, guys, why are we a $20 billion a year empire?
How about it?
Because we're on TV and people watch.
Yep.
Quit acting like if you just did what you do, somebody's going to give you $12 million to coach a football game. Nobody's doing that. It's only because 500 million people are watching right now.
Yeah.
Get over yourself, bro. It is time now to vote for the G-Bag of the Day. Is it the Panthers coach that doesn't like being mic'd up? Is it Beto O'Rourke jumping on the heckler? Jesse Holly nominated reporter goes after Carson Wentz. Gosh, that was good. Or is it our two-time champ, Peter Griffin? You know, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Jesse Holly nominated reporter. It's a tough one. I could go for either of these, Lucius. I'll vote for the Carson Wentz heckler asker.
I'm all right with the Peter Griffin guy still one more time.
Try to win, Brian.
Yeah, I put a star by Scott Abraham.
Scott Abraham.
Good luck, Scott. You're going to do fine in that locker room. Don't let him intimidate you.
He'll never be in an NFL locker room again.
Yeah.
But he is your new G-bag of the day for heckling Carson Wentz. That gets points as well here in DFW. There was a time when people insisted that Carson Wentz was better than Dak Prescott. And then for 2 years, they said, okay, he's as good. Don't be a Carson Wentz hater.
Yeah.
And now he's just the punchline to NFL jokes. Here we go. Krusty's Corner Time. Where are we headed with that, sir?
Yeah, which NFL quarterback would you like to go have a drink with? We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.